Hello there. My name is Alison and I can usually be found in London guiding. But every few months or so, I lead an explore day to St Albans. And St Albans is the city where I live. I meet you in West Hampstead and it takes us about 20 minutes on the train to get up to St Albans. The line that we catch is nicknamed the Bedpan Line. And that's partly because it's a line that's used by commuters, but also as well, it links Bedford and St Pancras. St Albans is a city that is full of firsts and superlatives. It's named after the first Christian martyr, Alban, who was a Roman citizen of Verulamium, because at one stage, St Albans was the third largest Roman city. The cathedral today is the oldest place of continuous Christian worship. One of our pubs, the Old Fighting Cocks, is said to be the oldest pub in England. The street market, which is one of the longest street markets, is also one of the oldest, and that takes place on a Wednesday and a Saturday. Our walk will always coincide with a market day. But it's not just about markets and culture. There's also lots of good food to be had here in St Albans and beer. St Albans has got more pubs per square mile than anywhere else in England. And it's also the home of music. Many musicians have started their careers here. And if you want to stay on after our walk is over, visit one of the pubs. There's always live music there. And if you're lucky enough to come at Easter time, you'll be able to sample a hot cross bun. And it was here in St Albans that the first hot cross bun was served. Lots of other places to see. There's the clock tower. And then there's the museum, where within the centre of the museum, there is a perfectly preserved courtroom from the 1830s. So as you can see, there was lots to see and lots to do here in St Albans. And I love the architecture as well. You know, when we arrive in St Albans, you'll see that we've got quite wide Victorian, Edwardian streets, but we gradually go up to the medieval alleyways and the black and white timbered Tudor houses. And then in the afternoon, we visit the site of the old Roman city. So after this is all over, I do hope that you'll join me on a walk. But actually, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about today. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about a project that I've been involved in. When you come up to St Albans, one of the things that you will see are street memorials. And these are memorials on individual streets to remember the men who gave their lives during the Great War. Most cities will have a central memorial, and it will have the names of all the men. But here in St Albans, there are individual memorials. And the reason for this is interesting. The area that I live in, which is known as the conservation area, before the Great War, it was really one of the most run-down areas, and there was great poverty here. And it was from these houses that men signed up to go off to war. And of course, it was from these houses that there was the greatest loss of life. But after the war, the memorial to those who had died was placed at the other end of the city. And the women wanted somewhere they could walk to remember those who had died. And they felt that they wanted memorials by their houses. Yes, of course, they could put out a table, maybe a photograph, maybe a candle, but you just needed a gust of wind and it was gone. But they were helped, the women, by the dean of the abbey or the dean of the cathedral, because he had lost two sons in the Great War and he was very, very sympathetic to their cause. And what they did is they came together and they raised money to have these individual memorials placed on the streets. They're very simple in design. They're made of Portland stone. They have the names of the men who died, but it doesn't say officer or gentleman, because in death, everybody is equal. But also, as well, they all say for remembrance. And all the memorials that I've seen say in remembrance, because these were for the women to remember the men who had died. A few years ago, a neighbour of ours was at an exhibition at the local church. And our street, which is called King's Road, she noticed that of our little street of 60 houses, 15 men had lost their lives during the Great War. But there was no memorial on our street to those men. And we began to question why. And of course, what we realised was that we weren't part of the Abbey Parish. So we weren't part of that initiative. But a group of us got together and we said, why shouldn't we have a memorial? You know, these men made a huge sacrifice. We need to remember them. And so for the last year, we've been involved in fundraising activities, although they've had to stop during lockdown. And we've been really lucky in that the artist Renato, who did the Counting the Cost Memorial at Duxford, has agreed to work with us. And we decided right from the off that we didn't want a traditional memorial, because they were produced 100 years ago. This was something new. And he has come up with a superb design. And it's 15 bricks which are made out of Corten, which are placed on to a gable end. Each brick represents one of the men. And they will have an image of a soldier with their hands behind their back and their face down. They'll have the name of the individual. And then we've got to decide what personal information we put on there. It could be something about the regiment that the men were in. But one of the things that has struck me is the ordinary lives that these men led. Some worked in a straw hat factory. One was a cowman. One was a boot maker. Very ordinary occupations. Maybe we should put those occupations down, because although they were ordinary, these men made extraordinary sacrifices. The design of the bricks was chosen because the size of a brick also resembles the size of the telegram that the women would have received to learn that they had lost one of their loved ones. The material that we aim to use is called Corten, and it's a metal which will slowly rust, and also, of course, is the colour of the bricks, which reminds us that these men left from our houses here. It's been a very exciting project, and during lockdown, we've been able to gather more information about the men, so that when we are finally able to put up our memorial, we'll also have a pamphlet about their lives as well. It has been an extraordinary experience, finding out about those men, but it's also been a very, very humbling experience, and it's one that I'm very, very pleased to have been involved in. So I do hope that when lockdown is over and you come on a walk to St Albans, I'll be able to tell you some more about our progress with the memorial. We're now back to fundraising activities. We've got to raise £5,000. We've raised £3,000 already, but things are progressing extremely well. So stay safe, and I hope to meet up with you soon. Thank you.